Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome or welcome back to another episode of the For the Healthy Host podcast, where we talk about conscious living, self-awareness, and everything in between. I'm your host, Ree. Thank you for joining me and allowing me to be a part of your journey. So I'm laying down as I'm recording this episode, and it's quite the vibe. It's like I'm on the phone talking to Bestie. I'm here for it. Today, I'm feeling at peace with my past, the unknown, as well as the present. Today, I really feel like I'm in a state of flow, and I'm not going to say I don't feel this way often, but what I will say is I want to feel like this more. It's such a beautiful feeling to just flow. Be in flow, not be worried about tomorrow, not be worried about how things are going to turn out. This is really a beautiful feeling, and I hope that at least once in your life you get to feel this. How are y'all doing? Take a minute to check in with yourself. Take a deep breath. And feel yourself, feel your feelings, your emotions. Whatever the answer is to that question, it is okay. You're okay. You'll be okay. And understand that everything is working out exactly how it's meant to work out. The universe is conspiring in your favor. You have to not only understand, but overstand that. I feel that for you, and I feel that for me. Today, I'm here with a simple, gentle reminder. Not only for you, but also for me. You are limitless. Limitless. I know I personally get distracted from this fact. As I experience life, as things seem to not be working out in my favor, I shrink myself. I become a being, a soul who is limited, who has limited opportunities, who has limited resources. And that's not who I am. That's not who you are. We are limitless beings. You have to understand that. The being, the source that created me, that created you, is a limitless being. And if we have just an ounce, I mean just the smallest ounce, I mean 0.111% of the magic that exists in the being, in the source who created all of humanity, all of Earth, we are limitless too by default. We are limitless. When we experience life, there's no doubt about it. Negative experiences do occur. Well, what I like to say is experiences that feel negative, but they always have a lesson. But my point is, when we experience these quote unquote negative things in our life, it puts us in a lag mindset. And also our brains, especially in this time where we can see what everyone else has or what it seems that everyone else has, our brains, our minds are focused on what we need, what we don't have, because we're seeing what everyone else has. And I find myself, especially when I'm overindulging in social media, when I'm overindulging on, you know, these apps that were created to keep us from ourselves, I find myself comparing my life and what I don't have to everybody else's. And this automatically puts me in a lack mindset. And when you develop a lack mindset, you only notice, you're only aware of what it is that you don't have. And guess what? You keep finding more of what you don't have. And you go and go and go and go into this domino effect. And when you're searching for what you don't have, you're going to find more things that you don't have. But when you alter the trajectory of your mindset, of your brain cells, to expressing gratitude for what you do have, for being grateful, for being thankful for, I mean, the smallest things. I'm grateful that I have a floor to lay on. I'm grateful that I have family and friends who make me laugh and who check on me and ask me, hey, are you good? I'm grateful I have food to eat. I never miss a meal, and I'm grateful for that. It's then easier to find more of what you do have. It's easier to live in abundance. Because guess what? You woke the fuck up and you looked for what it is you do have. Abundance works that way. If you're looking for abundance, if you're expressing gratitude, you're going to get that. And you'll realize that you're limitless. You'll realize that there are so many loopholes to life. One thing I noticed about myself is that being in this lack mindset puts me in a state of binary thinking. Binary thinking is such a limited way of thinking, a limited way of seeing the world. And it's basically seeing the world in black or white, this or that, A or B. When we develop a lack mindset and when we live in scarcity, we only have a few options available to us. And I'm gonna be honest, I lived a lot of my life like that. Like, shit, if A doesn't work out, all I have is B. And especially from, first of all, just living life in general, but especially from a creative standpoint, that limits you so much. It is so limiting. But when you understand that you're limitless, that literally, by default, you're limitless. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the instant and it's so trippy. Like, it's got me in a daze. But when you understand that your life is full of limitless possibilities, binary thinking leaves the chat room. It literally escapes from your mind. You realize not only do I have door A and B, but I have door C, D, E, F, G, A through Z. I have all of these options available for me. You realize that there are so many loopholes to life. There are so many options. One thing about me is that I know that I have been fooled by, like I said before, my current reality too many times. As humans, we don't believe what we don't see. If it's not in front of us physically, tangibly, if we can't touch it, it's hard for us to believe. And in a sense, we take things at face value. If something is occurring in our life that we don't like, we can sometimes think that, well, this is just the way it is. There's no way out of this. I want to remind you that everything is an illusion. Your current reality is a reflection of your mind. And if you can develop the mindset, the fact that you're limitless, you can do anything, then you'll manifest that limitless, tangible reality. I find that another problem that I have is also not having patience. Not having patience for things to conspire in my favor. We're so addicted to instant gratification that we don't give things the opportunity. We don't give things the chance to manifest for us. But when you put in the work, when you max out, actually not even max out, but when you take advantage of all the limitless options that you have in your life and you trust the universe, everything that you ever dreamed of will manifest into tangible reality. What works for me when it comes to reframing my mindset, rewiring my brain, my cells, thoughts and words. And it's as simple as that. And I don't think people realize that. I don't think people, first of all, like I said before, have enough patience to rewire their brain. You have to understand that the way you think right now is a product of, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. So rewiring your brain to understand that you are limitless is going to take time. Have patience with yourself. But let me tell you, it starts with words. Words and thoughts. How you treat yourself. What narrative are you telling yourself? I literally had a thought the other day and I was like, no, you can't do that. It was about something that I wanted to do. And I was just like, no, you can't do that. Why the fuck not? Why can't I do that? Because I can. When you tell yourself you can't do things, you're right. You're not going to be able to do those things. And you're stripping yourself from your power. We're all so caught up on how we're treated in relationships. How is this person treating me in a relationship? I want a person to treat me like this. I want a person to treat me like that. How are you treating yourself? How is that relationship with yourself? What are those words like? Are you being gentle with yourself? Are you allowing yourself to understand that you can do whatever it is you want to do? Literally anything. Anything. Start with your words. I am a limitless being. I am limitless. The powers that created me are in me. This source, this power, this being created all of us. So I must have an ounce of that magic within me. Everything I want to do, I can do. Everything I've ever wanted to do, I've done. Everything I will ever want to do, I will do, because I have the resources. I have the know-how. I have the mindset. I have everything I need right here in front of me. I don't need to look any further. I am enough. I have enough. I do enough. I am simply enough. I am limitless. There's no ceiling. There's no cap on what I'm capable of. And I mean that mentally, physically, and spiritually. That is something nobody can take away from me. Ever. Once you realize how limitless you are, so many options become available to you. So many doors open for you. Don't be fooled by your current reality. I know things right now, honestly, things don't look like I'm gonna be a millionaire. Things don't look like I'm gonna be able to help so many people in every capacity, in every way, shape, and form. Things may not look that way. But use your third eye. Use your imagination. Trust me, use your imagination to get yourself in the shit that you in. You can use your imagination to get yourself out of it. Let's be a kid again. Let's dream. And let's turn those dreams into our reality. Everything we want is already ours because we're limitless. We just have to wake up and remember who the fuck we are. And with that being said, I hope and I pray that you remember the powers within, that you feel and you become reacquainted with the powers within you. Because they're there. You just gotta look for them. I'm sending you so much peace, so much love, so much abundance that's already within you, deep rooted, and everything you need in this moment. I'll talk to you next time. Bye. Mwah.